Let's discuss the final three pathways to innovation: interactivity, globalization, and convergence. Let's start with interactivity. During the 20th century, all mass media was static, giving us a one-way, passive experience. Then came the web, smartphones, and internet television, or IPTV. Now we have YouTube, TED Talks, and much more. IPTV, combined with the three digital accelerators, is giving us the ability to have true interactive television. So, how can you use IP-enabled interactive television to innovate? Start by applying interactivity to transform education and training, or how you market and advertise, and you will see many new opportunities. Our next pathway is globalization. Technology makes globalization possible, from sailing ships to container ships, from railroads to jumbo jets, from telephones to smartphones. Every time a new technology changes the game of transportation, communication, and commerce, economies become more interdependent and opportunity expands. In today's mobile, virtual, visual, and social world, it becomes easier every day to sell to and/or buy from anyone, anywhere on the planet. There are different levels of globalization, and it's good to know where you and your organization are at any point in time. To illustrate, I'll describe three levels of globalization. If you sell your products globally, we'll call that level one. If you sell products globally, but you also manufacture in other countries, we'll call that level two. If you manufacture in many different countries, and you customize what you sell for the unique needs of the countries you sell in, we'll call that level three. Let's look at globalization in another way. If members of your company's board have passports with stamps from all over the world, that could be level one. If there are board members who are from other countries, that could be a level two. If the top executive is not from the country where the company was founded, that could be level three. Where are you in your organization? New opportunities as well as innovation happens when you jump from one level to another. The next pathway is convergence. All of these pathways tend to overlap and interact, which only increases their acceleration. In fact, convergence has itself become a pathway for innovation. For example, your smartphone is a perfect symbol of convergence given all the many things that you can do with it. To innovate, ask yourself, what features and functions don't exist today that you could bring into the smartphone to create new value? Now let's go beyond looking at features and functions. Entire industries are converging, creating new potential partners as well as customers. For example, telecommunications, consumer electronics, and information technology are just a few of the industries that are all converging to become, in essence, one thing. To innovate, you can use hard trends to see what industries will converge that have not yet done so. This represents amazing new opportunities on many levels. Your learning activity will show you how to use the eight pathways of innovation to help you and your organization identify and develop new opportunities.